8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO-FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We've just learned 9 people have been killed in Fall River, Massachusetts, about 50 miles south of Boston, after a fire broke out in an assisted living facility. Some people yelling out windows for help. Several people were hurt, including 5 firefighters. A famous building destroyed in the Grand Canyon as wildfires moved through there. ABC's Faith Abube.
Firefighters on the ground trying to extinguish the charred remains of buildings. Park officials confirming one of those structures, the Grand Canyon Lodge, a century-old staple, was consumed by the Dragon Bravo fire, which has now burned at least 5,000 acres. 40 miles north, the White Sage fire destroying more than 40,000 acres.
Lightning is believed to be what sparked both of those fires. 2 women shot and killed at a church in Lexington, Kentucky. The gunman later shot and killed by police. President Trump meeting with the NATO Secretary General today, vowing to send more weapons to Ukraine. This is ABC News. 3 Scottish brothers are on a 9,000-mile journey to row a boat across the Pacific Ocean and to raise awareness and money while doing it. Here's ABC's Danny New.
Somewhere in the Pacific Ocean right now, 3 brothers from Scotland are rowing a boat smaller than a school bus. I spoke with Ewan Lachlan and Jamie McLean on day 90 of their trip as they work to break the record for the fastest continuous unsupported row across our planet's largest ocean.
I think our average has been posted to kind of 60 miles a day. There's a lot of cloud.
Both during their record-breaking journey across the Atlantic Ocean in 2020, and with this newest voyage, the McLean brothers have raised thousands of dollars for clean water projects in Madagascar.
It's Geek Week at Sotheby's Auction House in New York. On the block, a real dinosaur skeleton, a 54-pound chunk of Mars, and an original Apple I computer, the ROM key, believed to be the finest operational Apple I in existence. For the first time ever, Sotheby's also accepting Bitcoin as payment. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I love garage sales. In fact, each of our vehicles has an automatic sensing device that senses a garage sale sign from 400 yards away and automatically operates our vehicles to slow them down, activate the turn signal, and make the appropriate turn for the upcoming garage sale. Of course, I'm kidding, but I think some of you were nodding your head while I said that, weren't you? Garage sales are great. Somebody else's leftovers become our treasures. The Antique Roadshow is a television show where people bring their special finds to be valued by antique dealers. Some of those treasures were purchased at garage sales or thrift stores for just a few dollars. To Satan, you are just another piece of worthless leftovers that he can use, manipulate, and destroy. To him, you're worth nothing. But the Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made and that you are of great worth to God. God wants nothing more than to take what Satan has turned into a piece of trash and restore you to your rightful status as a child of God. So when you're out shopping at garage sales this summer, be reminded that God thinks you are valuable enough to give his son, Jesus Christ, to purchase you back from sin's destruction and lift you out to a new life as a child of the Creator God.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarealLC.com.
You may have noticed that Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court and Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Coming this July.
And also this August.
It's Little Shop
of Horrors.
It's a comedy.
It's a musical.
Come see Seymour fall in love with Audrey.
Come see Seymour fall in love with the plant.
Come see Seymour and Audrey sing to each other.
Come see Seymour feed Audrey's boyfriend to the plant.
What?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come cheer as Seymour's boss promises to adopt him.
Come gasp as Seymour feeds him to the plant.
What? Him too?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come hear the doo-wop girls sing you the story.
Come hear the plant sing Feed Me.
The plant can sing?
And eat. A lot of people.
I don't want to hear it.
It's all part of Little Shop of Horrors.
At Richland Center High School, July 25th, 26th, and 27th.
And August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Showtimes at 7 o'clock p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
And 2 p.m. on Sundays.
Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for kids.
With a family package of two adults and any number of kids for $50.
Don't miss Little Shop of Horrors.
It's a dark comedy, but it's really a lot of fun.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we continue to be locked in that zone of wildfire smoke from Canada, so the air quality alert continues through noon today. Otherwise, a little bit on the warm but humid side as southwest winds continue to pull in moisture. There's been a few spotty showers up in northwest Wisconsin early this morning. They likely will not get here today or even tomorrow. But by late tomorrow night and Wednesday, things will be getting more active as a front settles in and low pressure swings in from the southwest. Could see fairly widespread thunderstorms to break out by Wednesday afternoon and evening. Some of those may have some very heavy rainfall and gusty winds. That'll gradually wind down Thursday as it moves away, but still a few leftover light showers are possible Thursday. Cooler weather will be the rule for the end of the week as well, with temperatures a few degrees below normal. There could be another weather system moving in by Saturday afternoon with the next chance of showers. Here's that forecast for today. Hazy sunshine, warm and more humid, high near 87, southwest wind 5 to 13. Mainly clear tonight, some patchy fog possible, low in the mid-60s. And tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy, hot and humid with highs around 90, south to southwest wind 8 to 15. Tuesday night, a few clouds and sticky, low in the upper 60s. On Wednesday, still warm and humid with patches of sunshine. Then scattered showers and storms are likely later in the day, high at 83. Thursday should be mostly cloudy with some showers likely through the early afternoon, cooler with peaks of sun later, lows in the mid-60s, high in the mid-70s. Friday mostly sunny and nice, low 58, high 78. Saturday clouds build in with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially by midday, high 81. Sunday still an isolated shower possible. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a sunny 65 degrees. That's up from a morning low of 57. Yesterday, we had a high of 84 and no precipitation. A record high on this day set back in 1936 at 106. A record low, 45, was set back in 1940. As for last year on this day, our high was 86, our low 66. Sunset today will be at 8:40, while sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:35. No precipitation. The barometer is at 30.12, slightly rising. And winds are currently out of the west at 2. Again, it's 65 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
RCO Sports this morning is sponsored by Napa Auto of Richland Center in Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center, Tops provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serves you local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Your local Napa Auto Parts dealers in Richland Center and Boscobel have the tools you need and the savings you want. Right now, get your choice of Milwaukee half-inch socket sets for just $69.99, metric or SAE. Each set comes packed in a tough Milwaukee case and is built to last. You'll save up to 26%, but only while supplies last. Stop into Napa and Richland Center or Boscobel today and get the good stuff.
Time right now to take a look at sports. The Southwest Swim Conference had their invitational swim meet in Boscobel on Saturday. The Simon Shark swim team finished in the middle of the pack, placing fourth out of seven teams. Boscobel finished first, Lancaster second, Prairie du Chien third, Dodgeville fifth, Schulzberg sixth, and Mineral Point seventh. Although the Sharks were shorter on numbers than most teams, what they lacked in numbers they made up for with speed. The Sharks medaled in 33 of 78 events. The 8 and under girls relay team, consisting of Harper Adler, Jewel France, Audrey Waterfall, and Brooklyn Worthington, earned a first place finish in both the medley and freestyle relay. Also earning gold medals were Grace Fretz in the short free, Luke Fretz in backstroke, Emmerich Coleman in the distance freestyle, Morgan Worthington in the distance freestyle, and Audrey Waterfall in breaststroke. Earning silver medals were the 9 and 10-year-old girls relay team of Zelly Kelman, Elsa Nordy, Emma Salas, and Morgan Worthington in both the medley and freestyle relays. The boys 9 and 10 relay of Levi Fretz, Luke Fretz, Caleb Waterfall, and Bennett Heisel placed second in the medley relay, and the combination of Levi Fretz, Luke Fretz, Caleb Waterfall, and Emmerich Coleman earned a silver in the freestyle relay. The veteran relay of Leah Chambers, Braylon Olson, and Grace Fretz placed second in the medley relay. The 11 to 12-year-old girls free relay of Claire Hine, Mercy Fretz, Kaylin Burns, and Madeline Ringelstetter placed second. Individually earning silver medals included Emmerich Coleman in the butterfly, Brooklyn Worthington in distance freestyle, Luke Fretz in the distance freestyle, Lauren Chambers in breaststroke, Levi Fretz in the individual medley, and Madeline Ringelstetter in the individual medley. Bronze medal winners include the 11 and 12-year-old boys medley relay of Liam Hamblin, Liam Rogers, Clancy Hine, and James Waterfall. The 15 through 18-year-old boys relay of Lucian Hamblin, Will Harpin, and Moray Wright, along with Brooklyn Worthington in the short free and Levi Fretz in the short free, Jewel Fretz in the backstroke, Morgan Worthington in backstroke, Madeline Ringelstetter in backstroke, James Waterfall in backstroke, Claire Hyene in butterfly, Caleb Waterfall in breaststroke, Clancy Hyene in the individual medley, and Grace Fretz in the individual medley as well. The Sharks are back home tonight at Simon's Recreation Complex, where they swim against Reedsburg and Boscobel. The meet starts tonight at 5 p.m. Weather permitting, the Sharks will then travel to Prairie du Chien on Wednesday, July 16th. Hometown baseball scores from yesterday in a makeup game from a week ago in the West Division. Belleville 14-4 over Argyle. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb an 11-1 win over Belleville. Blanchetville 17, Ridgeway 6, Hollandale 6-2 over Dodgeville, Verona all over Arena 14-2, Schulzberg Benton shutout Muscadet 10-0, and Wyota with a 6-1 win over Argyle. In the north, Cazenovia 5, Reedsburg 1, Ashton with a win against Cross Plains 9-5, Middleton shut out Wanakee 7-0, and Sauk Prairie 12-1 over Black Earth. East final, Sun Prairie 13, Cottage Grove 8, and Montello with a 9-8 win over Monona. In the Southeast Division, Utica 10-2 over Albion. It was Jefferson with a 3-2 win over Fort Atkinson. Stoughton 13, Footville 3, Evansville 13-1 over Lake Mills, and McFarland and Cambridge play to a 5-5 tie. All-star Freddy Peralta pitched one-hit ball through 6 2/3 innings. Jackson Chirio and Bryce Terang homered, and the Milwaukee Brewers extended their winning streak to 7 games with an 8-1 win over the Washington Nationals. Peralta, 11-4 on the year, carried a no-hitter into the 6th inning before Jacob Young, Washington's number 9 hitter, slapped a hit through the infield between 3rd and short. Peralta, who allowed 3 hits and a walk and struck out 7, left the game following Daylen Lyles' run-scoring single with 2 out in the 7th. The Brewers now climb to a season best, 16 games above 500, at 56-40, heading into the All-Star break. Interleague finals from yesterday, the Cubs beat up the Yankees 4-1. Miami, well, they beat Baltimore 11-1. Pittsburgh 2-1 over Minnesota, KC 3, the Mets 2, and Arizona a 5-1 win against the Angels. In the American League, Boston over Tampa Bay 4-1, Texas a 5-1 victory over Houston. Seattle doubled up on Detroit 8-4, Cleveland won better than the Chi Sox 6-5, and the Athletics outscored Toronto 6-3. National League Finals, Cincinnati 4-2 over Colorado. It was a win for St. Louis over Atlanta 5-4. Philly down San Diego 2-1. And the Dodgers a 5-2 win against San Francisco. The Washington Nationals selected Oklahoma high school shortstop Eli Willits with the number one pick in the Major League Baseball amateur draft in a selection seen by some as a surprise. The 17-year-old Willits is the youngest player taken in number one since Ken Griffey Jr. went to Seattle in 1987, that according to MLB.com. He's the son of ex-big leaguer Reggie Willits, who played 6 seasons with the Los Angeles Angels and coached with the New York Yankees. Willits, from Fort Cobb Broxton High School, is a switch hitter who is expected to develop a power swing. The draft comes 1 week after the Nationals fired longtime general manager Mike Rizzo and manager Dave Martinez. Former Michigan football staff member Connor Stallion says he knew almost every signal that opponents used in 7 games over 2 seasons. Stallion shared those details Saturday on social media, responding to TCU coach Sonny Dykes, telling On3.com that his team changed some signs in advance of its win over the Wolverines in the 2022 college football semifinals. Stallion's actions triggered an NCAA investigation. Michigan had a hearing with the NCAA's Committee on Infractions a month ago, and the governing body takes 3 months on average for contested cases before making a final decision. A new college sports agency has rejected certain NIL deals involving donor-backed collectives. These collectives, formed to funnel money to athletes or schools, failed to meet NCAA rules requiring deals to serve a valid business purpose. A letter sent to Division I athletic directors explained that deals solely raising funds for athletes, like selling merchandise or hosting events, do not qualify. Since July, schools can now pay players directly under the $2.8 billion House settlement. Meanwhile, collectives tied to schools like Georgia and Alabama are shutting down. Over 1,500 deals have been approved through NIL Go, a clearinghouse launched in June.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Eastside BP. Open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services. Behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
Make plans for Saturday, July 19th, the Heart of Casanova Celebration 2025 at Memorial Park. Jumpstart your morning with a pancake breakfast. Then, lace up for the energizing 5K run walk. Hoop it up with 3-on-3 basketball, or you can watch the splash-filled raft races. Then, gather for live festival music and a sky full of fireworks as dusk turns into starry night. Don't miss Saturday night from 8 p.m. to midnight. Casanova Celebration, Saturday, July 19th. Races, rigs, and revelry. We'll see you there.
It's time for another Town Taxi Triple Play. Keeping RC on the move with commercial-free music. Call 647-3114 to schedule a ride today.
Well, it's a Monday morning, and it's time for the Town Taxi Triple Play. Being Monday, why not a Martina McBride Monday with some great songs by the talented female singer? And we'll start it off with Safe in the Arms of Love.
Thank you.
Hopefully you're happy too. That is our Town Taxi Triple Play on a Monday morning with Martina McBride.
Hey, it's Tony with Town Taxi. Mr. Beep Beep? Yep, that's me. You need a ride? We've got you covered. As Richland Center's only locally owned and operated taxi service, we go the extra mile for a smile, literally. Whether it's a quick in-town trip, a ride to Ithaca, Boaz, or Gotham, or even an airport trip, we're here for you. And thanks to our free ride fund sponsored by the Salvation Army, we offer free local healthcare transportation for those in need. Doctor's visits, pharmacy runs, we'll get you there. At Town Taxi, we treat you like people, not packages. Call 608-647-3114 today, because getting stuck in transit is no fun.
Good morning to you. I'm Bo Henriksen for Filmy. That's right, I have returned. I found my way back, and I'm glad to be here. I think I've warmed up enough so we can get things going here. Had definitely helped to be able to hear from Martina McBride, one of my more favorite country artists here on our Town Taxi Triple Play. Got a lot coming your way, but want to take a quick moment from the Lost and Found Department. Two medium to large black and white dogs were saw running loose on North Main Street near North Park and going up 8th Street. That is where they were last seen. Right now, we're sitting at 69 degrees, just shy of that 70-degree mark, as we hear from Rodney Atkins.
If you can read my mind, you might slap my face. If you could see inside my heart, you see it's in the right place. See, it's like bunnies in a bramble, a honeybees in a hive. Wherever I'm beside you, that's my paradise. I'd be a twisted way of saying I ain't riding no fence, but I've been thinking about you, baby. Turtle, till we get tighter than your grandma's girl. Oh, I want.
outside your Dickies on, and you're off like a bullet, sweating like sin while you're tilling the land. See a cold beer can, damn, you gotta pull it. I can't help myself, it runs deep in my well. Country scene, country dude, when you're riding knee deep in your John Deere green, the sky's always gonna be blue. When it's what you love and it's in your blood, you ain't got no choice not to. Country scene, country dude. Your friends, where the blacktop ends, you're gonna be lighting up a bonfire with the radio, playing Cash and Jones, singing all night. And I can't help myself, it runs deep in my well. Country scene, country dude, when your back porch has a swinging door for a tick count, your name don't blue. When it's what you love and it's in your blood, you ain't got no choice not to. Country scene, country dude. I see a rope in a tree, I gotta swing it. See an old John Boyd, I gotta crank it. A sunset on a river, gotta bank it. How about you? Truck out back's gonna have a flag waving red, white, and blue. And it's what you love, it's in your blood, you ain't got no choice not to. Country scene, country dude. Country scene, country dude. Country scene, country
hit from this year for Paige King Johnson. Country C, Country Do on your home for country and community, WRCO. Coming up in a little bit, we'll be testing out that trivia knowledge for you to shake off the rust from the weekend and get you thinking to start the week off with a great prize as well. A picnic in the park for the pool is coming up from 4 to 7 today at Crown Sage Park in Boscobel. There'll be brats, hamburgers and hot dogs, as well as beverages, chips, and homemade bars to help raise money for a new swimming pool. Doug Wayne will also provide music for you to enjoy as you eat. Here's Kenny Chesney with Out Last Night.
We went out last night, like we swore we wouldn't do. Drank too much beer last night, a lot more than we wanted to. There were girls from Argentina and Arkansas, Maine, Alabama and Panama, all mixed together and having a ball. Yeah, we went out. Last night I was everything. When I got a few drinks in me, I was a doctor, a lawyer, a senator's son, Brad Pitt's brother, and a band on the run. Anything I thought would get the job done. Yeah, we went out last night. One thing started leading to another. Shots up on the bar, Jimmy and a fist fight out by the car.
Kenny Chesney out last night here on WRCO Country and Community. Coming up this week, you can enjoy a night of euchre on Tuesday as well as Friday night. That'll be at 7:30 in Mick Memorial Park's Community Building in Hub City. Also, you can help give the gift of life as a Red Cross blood drive is being held Wednesday from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. You can always make appointments by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, going online to redcrossblood.org, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Coming up in just a moment, we'll have today's trivia question.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Ready to buy your first home? Let Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin be your guide. From expert advice and home buyer education to financial support and down payment assistance, we're here to walk with you every step of the way. Don't navigate the process alone. Let us help turn your dream of home ownership into a reality. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
Hey, truck and tractor pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our truck and tractor pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipollers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
It is time now for today's trivia question, sponsored by Subway on the Sexton Mill Road, Richland Center. Discover better-for-you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day. And so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card or use it for yourself.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
All right, well, today is a Subway gift day, meaning that maybe we should be dealing with a food-related question. Today happens to be National Mac and Cheese Day, if you weren't aware. A day where we can celebrate the delicious comfort food. But what year did the first National Mac and Cheese Day first be celebrated? Was it established in 1981, 1984, 1989, or 1993? Be the correct caller right now at 647-4155, and you can be a winner. Here's Robbie Johnson.
They've heard all the stories.
stories that cut through the night, and they've witnessed firsthand love turn into fights. They stand there in line saying nothing at all. They sure damn know why I've been crashing this bar. The band keeps on playing some Jones and some Stray. As I keep on knocking your memories away, the sight of you leaving ain't leaving my mind. I'm stuck on you, baby, I'm stuck on rewind. If barstools could cry, you know that I'm sorry. If barstools could cry, I wouldn't be so lonely. If barstools could cry, a river up tonight, I'd sail to your front porch and turn on. They were standing right here when you walked out the door. I was too young, too dumb to know you wanted more. More than a weekend, a boyfriend, a night. I thought you'd be waiting for me all my life. If barstools could cry, you know that I'm sorry. If barstools could cry, I wouldn't be so lonely. If barstools could cry, the river up tonight, I'd sail to your front porch and turn on your lights. If barstools could cry, you'd still be with me. If barstools could cry, we'd have a story. If barstools could cry and feel all that we feel, the tears would have warned me your goodbye was real. And these boots of mine will be dry. If barstools could cry, I'm sorry. If barstools could cry, you'd still be with me. If barstools could cry.
Robbie Johnson, if barstools could cry. We have a winner of our trivia question this morning. It stumped quite a few people, but today we're celebrating National Mac and Cheese Day. And what year did we first establish and celebrate this day? It was later than a lot of you thought. It was actually on July 14th, 1993. So D was our correct answer today. Dave Higby of Richland Center, the winner. He gets a prize to Subway. And again, a tasty prize for a tasty question.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Now that the big, beautiful bill is passed, we have the time to see what's actually in it. Let's consider the tax cuts that some are telling us are great things for working families. In this bill, the after-tax income boost for the rich is more than twice that of many working families. Does that sound backwards to you? Does it sound like a fair deal for working families? Those making over $200,000 a year will get a tax cut of over $12,000, but it just keeps going steadily down from there. If you make less than $50,000, you'll be lucky to buy a couple weeks' groceries with your tax cut. What do you suppose the higher income earners are going to do with their tax cut? What could you do if that $12,000 tax cut was coming your way? All we asked for in this bill was a fair shake. We didn't get it. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesse Tank Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesse Tank Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesse Tank Power Sports.
And we are just about 6 minutes away from the 9 o'clock hour, morning show right around the corner. But right now, we're going to hear from Tiger Lily Gold with the song Forever From Here.
Here. King Calloway, I'm feeling good. The news this hour, sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles. In the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best, there's something for everyone. Bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hours after flames swept through an assisted living center in Fall River, Massachusetts, south of Boston, we have learned that 9 people were killed in that fire. 5 firefighters also hospitalized. They have non-life-threatening injuries. Heavy rains in Texas Hill Country hampering search efforts for the more than 160 people still listed as missing after the July 4th flooding. ABC's Maria Villarreal is in Kerrville, Texas.
The area where I'm standing right now, along the banks of the Guadalupe River, this was submerged completely by flood water just 10 days ago. But this morning, there is lightning, thunder, and rain all around us, meaning those recovery efforts could slow down once again here in Texas.
President Trump meeting today with the head of NATO to talk about resuming weapons shipments to Ukraine. The president sending letters to Mexico and the European Union over the weekend, saying 30